Hey guys, Tim here. Wanted to jump in and give you an opportunity. You can support our show. I don't know if you know this, but the number one way podcasts spread and grow is through referrals. It's through people telling their friends, hey, I found this podcast and I love it and I think you'll love it too. And so if you've been listening to this show for a while and you love it, share it with your friends. Tell everybody you know about it. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing that, but maybe you're not. Send a link. Send us something out to one of your friends. All the apps make that super easy. Just share it. And if this is your first time listening to this show, do that too. Just give it a shot. Send it to some people. Act like you love it and then listen to it. And then maybe you'll regret it. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Maybe it pays off for you. But yeah, just go ahead real quick before this episode starts. Hit share. Tell your friends about it. And then that will go a long way to help this show grow and continue to be here for the next 70 years. We're not going to live that long.
This episode is brought to you by Skillshare.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hold on, let me try this.
Hey, man.
I was trying to hypnotize you.
It worked. Hey, man.
Why are you so impatient today? We sit down and you're like, hey man, hey man.
I learned some stuff last night and I want to tell you about it.
All right. What's up?
Hey man.
Yes. We've already done it. Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of the American Dream? I don't think. Let me stop you right there.
The American Dream?
I don't think you know.
There's a few things you could be talking about here. Okay. One, you could be talking about the idea that if you're in America, you have free opportunity to advance at the ladder of life and to pursue this life of middle-class whitehood, of living in a picketed neighborhood fence. That's what it was, the white people of American Dream. Or you could be talking about a very fun water ride at a theme park called Silver Dollar City. Or you could be talking about a monster truck. There was a monster truck called the American Dream. Mm-hmm. I was setting you up.
Have you ever heard of Meadowlands Mills?
Oh, this is the monster truck. Great. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
What about
Meadowlands Mills?
Yeah.
All of this sounds like Silver Dollar City.
What about Xanadu?
Xanadu?
Xanadu.
Is that what in... Now, tell me if I'm wrong here.
Okay.
In these pop culture movies...
Yes.
That the sinners watch... I only watch pure Flix films.
Yeah, yeah.
But
in some
of these films, they'll be like, oh yeah, I just popped a Zanny. Is that a Xanadu? It's like Among Us, but they'll actually murder you.
Originally, people were supposed to be the mannequin. Guess what, Florida?
We've prepared a home for the rabbits. Pack of shirtless teenagers over there.
Things I learned last night. Killing it.
I love that you also said Xanadu, not Xanadu. Is that a Xanadu?
I was just trying to be the worst person possible. So Xanadu?
Yeah, Xanadu.
All right. I'm always worried as we start these episodes that all my dumb gimmicky jokes are going to end up being horribly offensive once you drop what it actually is that we're talking about.
No.
Okay. Hold on. Don't talk more.
Okay. I'm not.
Now proceed. Okay. So Xanadu?
Yeah. Yeah, have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. I was just saying, mm-hmm, continue.
All of these are names of the now American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Okay.
That is significant because obviously it's had a few different names, which might suggest that it's been around a while. The catch is it opened in 2019, partially. But was
for the first time?
For the first time.
And it's had so many names?
Yeah, it was originally...
They were opening a mall in 2019?
Well, the project...
Because malls are pretty old ideas. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The project began in 1996.
Okay.
And they finally opened their first phase in October of 2019. So it took him a minute to get there.
Is this one of those malls? I'm really hoping that as you explain it more, it's one of those malls that like is the ideal version of what a mall was going to be.
What do you mean?
Like the original idea for a mall was that people would live there.
Yeah, that was originally people were supposed to be the mannequins, real people. That was the original idea.
No, stop.
You live here now.
Yeah.
We'll bring you all your food from the food.
Well, Hollister experimented with it. They would just hire ripped guys to stand out in front of Hollister. Wasn't that a thing?
Just stand there, wear our pants, and don't wear a shirt. Was that a thing
for a while? They were just like, please stand out front.
Please stand outside.
Why was that a cologne on you?
I don't know. I mean, it makes people at least look at your store.
I don't know. They were like, Hooters is on to something.
Like, maybe we could get some people in here. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what was going on.
Let's just objectify our employees and then...
They weren't employees. They were contractors.
What, you 1099 that kid at the end of the year?
It was like a... never mind.
Yeah, no, thank you for bailing out of it. No, I meant that malls, the original idea for a mall, right?
Yeah.
Was that it's kind of like... with these outdoor malls like Zona Rosa and Branson Landing.
Yeah.
The idea was that you would live there, work there. You would never even need a car. You could just, you know, you'd walk down, do your job, be able to shop.
Like the original idea for, you know, cities.
Yes. Similar to the idea. The problem was they end up pricing you out. So you have to live outside the city, take two buses to get a job in the city where they don't even pay you a livable wage.
You ride two buses at once?
I've been radicalized.
What are you just...
Yeah, one bus on the left foot.
On both the staircases that go in. Just like doors open. Have you seen that movie?
Left bus, let's stomp. Right bus, let's stomp. Hands on your knees.
What's that movie?
It's called The Stupid Shuffle.
And what is it? Speed? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, where Keanu Reeves is stuck on a bus that can't go under 50 miles an hour to blow up or whatever. They ramp a bus. You know what? Here's the thing. My dad so much enjoyed that movie that I have seen the behind-the-scenes version.
Behind the speeds?
I have seen the behind-the-speeds where they showed how they did all the scenes. So when they were filming that, there was a driver on top of the bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty crazy, huh? Wow. That he was on top making the turns and doing all that stuff.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't it pretty neat?
Interesting.
He wasn't on top of when they ramped the over like the, over the thing. Like,
I'm not sitting up there.
That was a dip, but they ramped a real bus over that gap.
Jeez, that's crazy. That was a cool movie. They just don't make them like they used to.
Oh, gosh. Man. I really kind of want to be a stunt driver. I was thinking that the other day.
Yeah?
When I was doing donuts in the old Kmart parking lot over there. My Honda Civic, you know, sport mode.
You're like, I could do this.
Yeah, I've got park. I was going to say park neutral.
It's okay, officer. This is sport on the back of my car.
Sport. You see that S? I don't have a Prindle. I have a Prindle. Okay? There's an S right there. And that's for sport.
Yeah, mine doesn't have a Prindle either. It just got Pringles.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking about things that just were made built better.
Yeah, so this thing was started. You were the one who's taking it off topic. I was literally talking about
malls.
Was this what the original idea for this was?
No, this was American Dream ended up being a really good name for them to change it to because it was something utterly unattainable and too big.
We got American Dream, something Mill.
Meadowlands Mill.
Meadowlands Mill and Xanadu.
That's my favorite one.
Dude, Xanadu sounds like, you know, when they went through the first two owners, and then that kid that did Fire Festival bought it.
I was like, yeah, we're going to build Xanadu.
This is Xanadu. First of all, the shirtless guy out front of Hollister.
That's everybody.
It's everybody shirtless outside
Everybody's shirtless in the store. Bring your own tent. Bring your own tent
amazing.
And lettuce. So in 96, this was proposed to be this just insane mall. So we'll start this first. Let's.
Were they trying to updo the one of the
Mall of America?
Yeah, Mall of America.
Sort of. So here's. Let me.
They were like Mall of America. Well, get ready for the American. You just got to put America in it. People will come.
Be like, oh my gosh. Yeah, so here's a quick walkthrough of what they proposed in 96 for this. It was a mall primarily. So there was going to be 450 shops, including 12 or six anchor stores.
And 42 of them were Jamba Juice. get this, 450 malls, 10% of them Jamba Juice. All right.
I mean, it's so big. You need a Jamba Juice on every corner.
Jamba Juice and Zoomies
on every corner.
At every corner.
So yeah, and then six of the stores were 50,000 square feet. 12 were between 20 and 50. So like some major stores. They also had proposed a 35,000 square foot Asian American supermarket. I don't know why they were so specific with that.
Yeah.
But a 35,000 square foot Asian American supermarket. They had six distinct grand atriums that had all sorts of natural light. And one included an extensive garden with a bird filled aviary and rabbit fields. another
rabbit fields.
Rabbit fields. So you walk in the front door of the mall. It's just a bunch of rabbits hopping around in their fields, their indoor rabbit fields. I don't know how they expected to contain these. It never said.
Well, I got ideas, but we can talk about later. No, it's easy. You just got a two-door system, right? You open this door, all right, then you shut that. It's like prison, all right? I've been to prison. So you walk in, they open the first door, you walk into this little, it's kind of like at Walmart, how they have two entrances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you open the first doors, you walk in, they close those doors behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also the same concept of the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. So you walk in, they shut the door behind you, and then the whole chamber goes down, sinks, underground, opens the door, you walk out, rabbits
everywhere,
right?
Yeah.
Get in one of these little moving trains.
close. No, what they did is they had a farming pool system where if you got hired, your first job every time, every person who got hired, their first job for the first 6 months was rabbit corralling. So they just gave
shirtless.
You a bunch of carrots.
Shirtless rabbit corralling. Yeah,
they took off your shirt, gave you a bunch of carrots, and said, keep the rabbits inside. And you're like, what do I do? And they're like, you'll figure it out.
That's literally how most jobs work, too. It's on the job training.
And then another one was a big major entertainment hub with a 60-foot fashion fountain, is what they called it, because the fountain in seconds could be converted into a catwalk.
In seconds. What? Just in case. Like, it could be converted. That'd be really cool, like, to do that. Like, we could close the store on Friday night, convert it, and then
into
that morning. No. If you need to do it in seconds,
It does it. It's just, hey, catwalk, done.
When I think of the American dream,
it's like the As Seen on TV network or something, when they're like showcasing it and they're like, and watch, and then they flip it and fold it and pull it up. It's like, boom.
And then the one you buy does not work that fast. The one you buy is like,
I've tried so much. It's like the Transformers where you're like, and you're trying to get them to transform, but it takes you 20 minutes. So you're like, the whole time you're sitting there going,
it's like when I go to the chiropractor and he's like,
and you're like, bro, what are you doing?
He's over there.
Sorry, I have to make the sounds. Cube, you know?
And then he comes and does my
Your appointment can't start until this Rubik's Cube is done. Oh, hey, man, I can do that. I got to do it.
No, yeah, I know. This is how I've trained myself. I've determined that I can't,
I can't
treat a patient until I do this Rubik's Cube. It's kind of like a ritual, you know. The one time I did it without completing the Rubik's Cube, the guy died on the table. So, you know. Gonna have
so now
to do
I can't.
This one.
Unless
I left
you
his
die.
Body over there at Atrium 1 if you want to go see
it. Yeah, you want to go see it. He's on the fashion fountain.
Okay, in seconds.
In seconds. Hey, we want to take a quick second to thank today's sponsor, Skillshare. If you've ever tried to do something and you just couldn't do it, Skillshare is the service for you.
What is Skillshare?
Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes in design, business, technology, anything you want to learn, you can learn on Skillshare. It is one account that you set up and you get access to all of these different lessons from some of the top people in those fields, teaching you how to do all those different things. We have a special deal right now. You can get 30% off your first year of premium. And all you got to do is go to tillin.com/Skillshare. That's tillin.com/Skillshare. Sign up today. They had a tree-like sculpture in one of the atriums
that featured more than 75,000 LED lights and 25,000 leaves. And the leaves played music during specific intervals during the day. They would move obviously around and play music. They had interactive museums. They had Instagram moments throughout the.
They didn't play that in 1996. Well, yeah, that they had original picture moments.
Picture moments.
Kodak had moments is what they were called.
Kodak moments. There it is. Actually,
probably. That's actually what it was called.
They had 100 restaurants, including a 30,000.
There used to be like, you know, people complain about people on Instagram now.
Yeah.
But I mean, there literally used to be like stickers all over everywhere. There were these yellow things that were like, stand here for the best picture.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while.
Is the word for it.
No, yeah. Yeah. And it's like a guy with one of those little hoods over him for some reason.
It's like, hey, my name's Booth.
Here's an idea. Okay. So you know how the pictures, okay, hear me out, how technology does. Technology advances, but it doesn't really.
It's cyclical.
Yes, exactly. It's the same way that we went from, and this is a tangent, and if you listen to this podcast, I am just sorry. But you know how we went from Morse code, which is the, you know, telegram, which I think is butt. I don't remember if I'm doing that right or not.
I think you're right.
And then we went to talking on the phone and then back to texting, which is right, cyclical, right? Hear me out. So
hearing you
the old pictures,
yes,
right? The little camera that expands 12 feet for some reason. And then the guy's got to stand underneath the hood.
Yes.
That hood is the iPad case that dangles down. You're picturing that, right? It's the iPad
the little
that dangles
case
down with the grandparents at the you know, concert.
That's honestly, and this sounds like my life is really sad, but that is what I live for. The dangling,
it's not sad. I love
the
it.
iPad.
I love it so much.
Landscape iPad dangling.
It's my favorite when they get really excited and they start talking to the other person. They hit themselves in the face when they turn back.
Yeah, it makes life worth living.
Oh my gosh! And then the best is when they pull it down. They realize they did, like they were in selfie mode the whole time.
The whole time, yeah. And it was a bunch of pictures of the top of their forehead
and the people behind them. And the people behind them can
see. They knew the whole time. They didn't say anything.
See on the iPad that they're being recorded.
There's the kid who's like throwing up the peace signs. He's like, I'm in the picture.
And there's the annoying like 11-year-old who's like, bunny ears are still pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
That is the modern day. That's what I was trying to say.
That's Instagram. Anyway. A 38,000 square foot food court.
That makes sense.
Completely full with kosher options.
For anybody who's unaware of how big 38,000 square
foot. You just have a Dick's Sporting Goods square footage memorized.
Yeah. You got to know your blueprints. You know?
You can't. I have every big box retailer square footage.
Obviously,
memorized.
And I know where every fire exit is. What do you think this is, my first pandemic? I'm not gonna get stuck.
I'm not gonna walk in to any store without knowing their fire plan. Their fire
safety
plan.
Thank you. Yeah. There's actually an app where you can point the phone at the box store and it'll tell you
it'll tell you where you can
it's
get out.
It's kind of that Constellation app, but it's,
hey,
you know,
I think we're onto something here. Patent pending.
Patent pending. It's one of our affiliate links.
included an indoor NHL-sized ice rink, a Nickelodeon Universe theme park, a DreamWorks water park, a 3,000-seat concert venue,
3,000-seat concert venue?
Yeah. Two.
That's two Dick's Sporting Goods. Okay.
Two 18-hole golf course, mini golf courses.
Oh, my. Okay, that sounds pretty rad, though.
A dine-in cinema. A
what is this?
Full bowling
American
alley.
American Dream or Nick Cannon's Cribs? You know?
A Legoland, an aquarium, a mirror maze, which seems like the most underwhelming addition to the whole.
Yeah, we've got a Nickelodeon theme park. We've got a DreamWorks theme park. We've got a theater for your favorite touring acts. We've got one 18-hole golf course. Scratch that, two 18-hole golf courses. And to top it all off, a mirror maze.
Yeah.
Kids are like, what the fuck? Mirror maze!
Take a picture.
I'll tell you what, if you're from Southwest Missouri, you'll resonate. One of the best weekends of my life was the Grand Country Inn in Branson, Missouri. Alex, did you ever go to that?
I've never been. Never
it's, heard of it. You know, it's Branson. And yes. They have an indoor water park, which is very underwhelming when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how, if you can't sell a water park, sell an indoor water park. I mean, like, people freak out for whatever reason. Yeah. They're like, there's walls around it. But they also had a little putt-putt inside, and we just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. Anyway, go ahead. So two 18-hole golf courses, putt-putt golf courses.
Putt-putt golf courses, the Mirror Maze, an indoor rock climbing facility, and at the time, the largest indoor ski resort.
Oh my gosh.
With multiple slopes of varying difficulties.
Yeah, but it's Jersey. They ski in their jeans.
What?
I don't know. It's from my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Okay. And then a observation Ferris wheel with a giant Pepsi logo on the
side. How tall was the blueprint for this building?
How tall?
Yeah, like if you're fitting a Ferris wheel and all that stuff in there.
I mean, I don't know exactly how tall. I mean, the Ferris wheel was outside the building. That was the one part that was outside.
Oh, so you can look at the roof.
Yeah, yeah, an observation of the roof. You can see the top of the
really
indoor snow
out.
Slope.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you see all those people on the ski lift? No, Dad. Just imagine it.
Just imagine. Look through the roof, figuratively. But yeah, so the...
Literally, if you're like a freaking mutant. I don't know. That's a good way to find out your kid's a superhero.
But yeah, the Ferris wheel was 287 feet tall, was
Jeez.
The proposed Ferris wheel. So okay. It's massive. It was also built around the Izod Sport Complex. How do you say that? That's that underwear brand that
I-Z-O-D?
They sell. Yeah, at Walmart. Izod? Yeah, Izod.
I-Z-O-D.
Oh, you just spell it.
Yeah.
Is that what you do with words you don't know how to say?
Okay, so it's kind of like there's this new book I've been reading called Gin Sex Y Z. There is a new book out, and the author has not decided if it's called Gin Sex Y Z or Gin
Sexies. Gen Sex XYZ.
Yeah.
Gen Sex YZ.
It's a youth pastor who wrote a book for students to, you know.
And it's ambiguous how you say it.
It is.
Just like Izod.
It's Gen Z's I Kiss Dating Goodbye, right? Is that what it is?
I think so. I haven't read it, so
but
I can't say.
But hopefully without the, you
for
know,
sure.
Culture themes. But.
But yeah. Yeah. Fair.
Anyway, that joke was pretty worth it. Yeah. Izod.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
So anyways, it's a stadium that would be the centerpiece. So they kind of built this around the parking
stadium.
Lot of this stadium. So it's an indoor arena. And it was built originally to accommodate the move of the New York Nets into that stadium was originally what it was built for. So it's a major Nets.
Oh, Nets. Basketball.
Yeah. So it's a major indoor stadium. Ended up hosting a lot of different teams throughout its lifetime. Mm-hmm. But this mall was supposed to be built around the outside of it in the parking lot.
Okay.
It's also across the highway from MetLife Stadium, which is where the Giants and the Jets play.
Yes.
And
the Mets.
And the Nets.
Can you think about how the New York, they were like, Jets, Nets, Mets.
Giants. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
They really did.
They did just kind of just... pick everything.
Jets, Mets, Nets, Bets.
That's
Cats.
Insane. I've never picked up on that. So originally, when they originally proposed it, it wasn't going to be in this parking lot. It was actually going to be this big shopping center right in the middle of this protected wildlife area that wasn't protected yet. But
oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah, they just really needed to get the right people into Congress to give them the access to it, you know?
So when they said they were going to build it there, it was in between like downtown New Rutherford and Manhattan. So really good location.
Okay.
But it was this big open space of almost marshlandy type area.
Yeah.
And then the scope of the project ended up facing harsh criticism.
Oh, okay. Did you mention what their budget for it was going to be?
A lot.
Yeah. They came into their budget meetings and they were like, how much are you guys looking for? Well, Sharks, today we're asking for a lot. Can you imagine if you did?
We're asking for, dude, how much money do you have? I need all of it.
Can we please invent a fake product and get on Shark Tank? Can we please?
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Dude, I think we would be best friends with Mark Cuban.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
I could see it. Hey, Mark. Want to be friends? I think he'll jump on that.
Mr. Cuban, I have respect, obviously. Here's the thing, man. We are nobody. Just
yes.
reaching out to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trying to help us reach. Is that a Casting Crowns song? I'm just a nobody.
I've never heard that.
Try to tell everybody. I think that is. I think it's either Casting Crowns or Third Day.
Oh,
about somebody.
Okay.
Who saved my soul. It's a Jesus song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways.
You don't have to act that callous about it, dude. You just left a job at the church. Like, you don't got to be like, oh, yeah, Jesus stuff. We can cut all this crap out, whatever.
Oh, yeah, and they did want a hotel in this also. I forgot that.
They want a hotel as well. As they want a lot of money and a hotel.
And a hotel. So when they started wanting to build this, a bunch of conservationist groups and environmental groups were like, no, we're going to stop that. And so they
were like, guys, we've prepared a home for the rabbits.
The rabbits don't even have to move.
We're just going to build around them.
We're building around the rabbits. They'll never know.
You're not understanding.
We hired a bunch of shirtless teenagers.
We're building around the rabbits, and then we're also building around that group of shirtless teenagers. There's just a wild pack of shirtless teenagers over there.
Don't go anywhere near them. Careful, they bite.
Yeah.
they're vicious.
Not
the bunnies, the teenagers.
The teenagers. Just, here's a pack of carrots. Figure it out.
Feed them and run.
They give you carrots for the rabbits and Tostino pizza rolls.
So they got blocked.
So the conservation groups were like, no.
Yeah, they're like, you can't do this. They blocked it. And so then...
Can't even do part of it?
No. They blocked it entirely.
They were like, we already let Izod get away with the arena. Because the arena was already there.
No, the arena's not there. So this is prior to...
Okay. I thought you were saying it was being built around an already existing arena.
Yeah, so the original plan was to be built inside. It's called the Empire Tract. It was later became a permanently protected conservation area.
Okay.
Which is why if you look at like New York from the satellite, there's like just this insanely big open space of just no development in New Jersey. That's the Empire Tract, and it's like pretty close to Manhattan, so that's a protected area. They can't build there.
I thought it was called Central Park, but okay.
Different. So a couple years later, Izod actually opened up and was like, hey, we got all this parking lot that isn't being used because nobody's coming to our events. And so they're like, what if somebody built something there? What they did is they started this contest. It was on the back of cereal boxes. You could enter this contest to build something in the parking lot. It wasn't on the back of cereal boxes. But they started this contest where basically like, hey, come tell us.
You could see it in my eyes. I believed you. I was like, okay.
They started the contest and they were just like, hey, if you got an idea to build something, we're going to pick the best idea and that you
the
build
developers
it.
Of the American Dream were like, this is our shot.
Like, they're like, well, back then,
okay, but we can't pitch it as this. We got to change the name.
Yeah, so they came and they won. They won the proposal and they began construction. The story of the construction and the whole process of this mall is, it really depends how you look at it. It's either a story of incredible resilience and willpower and the ability to overcome incredible challenges, or the story of a project that is just so pathetic and terribly managed and somehow still not dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it really just depends on your perspective. Either one is an applicable way to describe this.
Great. Can you write down the timestamp? No, you just wrote the eulogy. I'm going to say at your funeral.
You can say that joke. It's not bad.
I can say that. I'm going to play the clip of you saying that.
Yeah, you can say that joke.
I'm going to pay for the tombstone that has like the LED screen on it, and I'm just going to loop you saying that.
Yeah, you can say that.
Great. Like, I'm going to check out that podcast. It's me marketing you even past your grave.
Yep. And so after they began, they broke ground. The first thing they started building was the whole thing was set around a system of interior parking garages. So you drive into a tunnel that would take you into the parking garage that was on the center of the construction, and the Izod Center was right in between all those parking garages. So the center was in the middle, parking garage was wrapped around it, and it was like a mixed-use parking garage for both purposes.
Interesting.
First thing they built was the parking garage, and as they were breaking ground, they started expanding the idea of what they were going to do, and they ended up adding a NASCAR racetrack to the project.
Like, this really is like Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you're just like, what if we did this?
What if we just did another really cool big thing?
What if I just bought this
that we
land
don't have
over
money
here?
For?
You don't have money for it yet. The money will come.
The money will come. You don't have to worry about it. So they built this.
That's my philosophy on everything. That's why we pay Alex so much to edit these.
Eventually,
episodes.
We'll get money.
Eventually,
for
it. Someone will hear this podcast
and pay Alex.
Those invoices are piling up.
The first thing they built was the parking garage. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, right next to the parking garage, they decided second their thing they were going to build is they were going to build a big old parking lot.
Yeah.
What didn't make sense is that wasn't a part of the plan. The plan was to build the mall where they put that parking lot. So eventually they tore up that parking lot and built the mall on top of it. And then they thought, hey, it would be great if there was a footbridge from our parking garage we just built over to MetLife Stadium. So they built a footbridge that went over the freeway to MetLife Stadium. The only thing is it attached to this parking garage that eventually was going to be the building in the way. So they tore down the footbridge and built the building. And this happened over and over again where they built something
and they, went,
and they were like,
oh,
we're going to tear that down and build something else. And so it's just an incredible waste of like resource and time and energy for them to build things, tear it down and rebuild things. But there was plans from the beginning for them to not do that. It's literally incomprehensible
really
why
is
they
the
did
American
it.
Dream.
we're going to do this, but we're going to try this. That didn't work. We're going to do the first thing again and see what happens.
That didn't work, did it?
Unfortunately though, in 2003,
this is 7 years into what year was the sweepstakes?
So they eventually broke ground in 2002.
Oh, okay.
And so it took a long time for them to go through and begin the process. But they began breaking ground in 2002. And then in 2003, I believe, or it was 2004, the company that was running the project, which is, the Mills Corporation, which is why Meadowlands Mills was the original name, went out of business and sold for $500 million the project to Colony Capital, which pushed the opening to 2008.
Oh, okay.
Which was...
So it's just like, it's not being used for this 5 years.
Well, it's being built. It's a massive project. It's 2 million square feet, which is a lot.
Did you tell me what the budget was?
I don't know what the original budget was. I know how much it ended up costing.
Oh, okay.
But we can get to that.
We can get that later.
I don't know what the original budget was. The problem was their projected open date was 2008. They ran into a bunch of issues along the way that pushed it back even more. 2008 hit and the housing crisis hit. Mm. Colony Capital is a subsidiary of Lehman Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the biggest bankruptcy that ever happened.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, this project was completely halted when Lehman Brothers went out of business. And so
they got nothing.
Yeah, they couldn't do anything. So it ended up getting purchased. The project got purchased by a couple other investors. Eventually, it was purchased by Triple Five Group, which you might know of them. You don't know Triple Five Group, but you might know.
I know Triple Five Group.
What are they?
Yeah, they did the hit the cray button, right? They did the
what?
They were.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they were the Christian band that, what was their main song? Dadgummit. It's a Family of Force 5 joke, dude.
Oh, Earthquake or Hold Up, Wait a Minute, Put a Little Love in It.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. I couldn't get my head to do it.
Anyway,
it was there,
That could have been funny.
Yeah, so...
No, they own Mall of America. So they came and were like, hey, we did this.
We've done this before.
Yeah, they're like, we could do this. So they came in, and they were kind of the heroes for New Jersey, because one of the first things that happened with Xanadu is they got it built, and they painted it really early. The problem was they had bad taste.
Hey, thanks for checking out Things I Learned Last Night. We love just learning about random stuff. One of the things that I just learned about is Tulip Mania, which is the first financial bubble that existed in the 1600s. Tim just taught me all about it. And if you want to listen to it now, you can head over to our Patreon because it's next week's episode. It's not out yet, but it is out on Patreon, which is where you can get bonus content, Q&As with us, special merch deals, all that kind of stuff. And you get to financially help this show continue. So thank you for being a part of our podcast. You can check that out at tillin.com/join, JOIN. Man, I really messed that up at the end there, but J-A-O. You get it. tillin.com/join.
That'll work too.
So the paint job, I'll show you a picture of it, is just a mess. It doesn't make any sense. It's ugly, it's a massive, massive building, which is this horrible paint job. It's right on the turnpike, so everybody can see it. A massive eyesore.
What's the ramp?
Oh, that's the ski resort.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's the indoor ski resort that towered above everything, and it's just this giant ramp on the roof.
This is it now.
This is it in, I think, 2009, 2010, I think, is when
this
that
is 2009.
Was.
2009. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so really terrible paint job. Everybody in New Jersey hated it. So much. Chris Christie constantly was critiquing this construction and complaining about the paint job, complaining about how bad it looked, and telling them they needed to change
really
it.
He's really in touch with people. Love him.
Hurry up
Love
and that. Finish the project. American
That's
Mills.
What I'm saying, though. That was like a style in like 2005 to 2012 was
just
this
bad.
Like, yeah, because a lot of airports kind of look like that.
Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. Yeah, just not good. It's kind of like, I don't know. It does kind of look like an IKEA, honestly.
like the building shape does.
The building shape, yeah, yeah. And even, I mean, IKEA's got some weird colors.
Some bright blue and weird yellow colors,
yeah. So the people who bought it purchased it and changed it into this, like, they just did like white and like, here's a more current picture of the ski slope in 2020. It's just big white and blacks.
Okay.
Like very basic, modern color schemes and stuff like that is what they changed it to. And a lot of people were really pushing for them to do that because they hated the way it looked.
Right.
Including Chris Christie. So
all they had to do was paint it, and people would be like, oh my gosh, yes.
This is way better. Yeah, so people were excited about
so, it. So was it open in 2009 in that picture?
No. So.
Oh, wow. So it was just built.
Yeah, so they built it. And while they were building it, they got almost complete occupancy of stores that were committed to opening on day one. They just kept hitting issues where there was problem after problem. Like in 2011, this is.
So they were supposed to open in 2008.
No, they were...
So 2003, they pushed it to 2008.
Yeah, in 2003, they pushed it to... I think originally it was supposed to open 2005.
Okay.
And pushed it to 2008. 2008, the housing crisis hit.
Oh, got it.
And then they
that,
got put on a freeze indefinitely.
Yes.
Ended up saying, okay, we'll open in 2013. Mm-hmm. That got pushed year over year pretty much until 2019 when they did a partial opening. Is when they eventually did a partial opening.
Wow.
But they just had an incredible amount of weird bad luck. Like in 2011, ironically, a 60-foot-long section of the eastern roof of the snow resort collapsed due to
snow
on the roof. It got too much snow on
the
roof.
Yeah, I was thinking
that.
Why do you need it? Anyway, all right.
Yeah, so they had too much snow. It was a record-breaking snowfall, and it ended up... crashing a giant section of the roof of the snow resort. So they had to rebuild that. And so they had a lot of just weird things like that. And then they also had just the amount of just weird decisions where they would build stuff and tear it down and rebuild it. And it was poorly planned. The project manager didn't have a project plan. it was just nonsense.
Yeah.
And so eventually after years and years of them opening and not opening and hitting financial crises. In 2019, they said, okay, we're going to start a like three-phase rollout where they were open the
theme
park.
Yeah, because if you can get income coming in.
Yeah. So they finished the theme park, and in October 2019, they opened the theme park. A few months later, at the beginning of 2020, they opened up the water resort.
Okay.
And then 2020 was 2020. And so they had to shut the whole thing down. And then all of a sudden, everybody who had committed 20 years ago to opening up a store in their location started backing out and saying, we can't commit to a retail location right now in a massive mall. So then they pivoted.
But now, especially as... Okay, sorry, go ahead. I'm just thinking like... Malls are closing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things.
This whole time, they're watching malls all over America close.
What's crazy about the whole thing is obviously in 96 when they proposed it,
huge
peak of malls. Malls were at the peak.
Malls
everybody
were
wanted
the
malls.
Best.
The Mall of America was built 4 years before, opened 4 years before this. So it's like the peak of the mall era.
Right.
But they just took so long to get this thing to market that it just couldn't.
It's kind of like whenever you don't tell that girl you have feelings for her at the right time, and then like now it's been 10 years and you're just like best friends.
And you're like, I
and
can't
you're
tell her
at
now.
Her
it's,
wedding,
it's weird.
And you're like, oh, man.
Like, should I tell her? Is that weird?
Tell her?
Should I just wait till he dies? I don't know.
And then at his funeral, you're like, by the way, because you're just old now. You know, he didn't. What do you think? He died young? You're going to do this when he died? You're going to do a died young thing. You're going to do the you've waited too long and now her husband's dying in their 30s. When she's
that's
still
what I was
going to
do, yes.
I was thinking like when they're old.
Yeah, that's
and you've
fair.
Been alone your whole life.
That's fair.
You know, and then you go, but this whole time I've had feelings for you. And she's like, oh, Tanner.
She doesn't even remember your name.
Yeah, she's out
Tanner.
Of it, dude.
Tanner. It's not my name.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of old guys named like Tanner and Kyle and... It's rough.
Yeah. Anyway. So
it's a lot like you just missed your
it's
shot.
A lot like that. Yeah. So
it's
they,
a lot like
it's a lot like that.
No, it's like a lot like that. It's exactly the same. That's what you're describing. What you're describing right now is the exact same thing. Oh, Tanner, do.
So in the middle of last year, they pivoted and were like, okay, we're not going to do as many retail stores.
Right,
we're going to make this 70% entertainment, which seems like a good, like that's a wise pivot. The middle of last year, they're like, we're going to pivot because retail isn't winning, so we're going to pivot it to
a massive entertainment complex. Yeah.
Here's the thing that doesn't make sense, though.
Now it's a 38,000 square foot trampoline park.
That's what doesn't, it's 2.1 million square feet. You already have every entertainment that exists in there. You've got the bowling alleys, you've got the golf
you've course. Got a bowling, you've got NASCAR. You have a mirror maze already.
There are live bunnies.
How many mirror mazes can you make?
You have a fountain that turns into a catwalk.
You know what's going to help you get over 2020? A mirror maze. You know what's going to bring this country together?
Are you having a hard time trying to figure your way through this year? Have a hard time trying to figure your way out of our mirror maze.
Have you been hit by unprecedented times? Has your family been torn apart by disagreements? Do you sometimes face yourself in the mirror at home and think, who are you? Come on down to Xanadu. Xanadu?
We got a mirror maze.
Xanadu. Better than Xannies. I don't know what they say. I don't know what their phrase is. So 70% entertainment. That's massive.
Yeah, and I really can't figure out what else they're going to put in here. Like, they've done everything else. Like, you think of an entertainment thing. They
breakout
have that
rooms,
already.
Axe throwing.
They already have it. Like, they've done everything. They even have a basketball stadium in this place. Like, they've done everything there is to do in this mall. I don't know what else they could have thought.
Well, I mean, you could really up the ante, I guess. You could do like, hey, do you want to be a killer or a survivor? And you're like, what? Like, we have a 38,000 square foot thing where we'll put 10 of you in, two of you are killers, 8 of you are survivors. It's like Among Us, but they'll actually
they'll
murder
you.
Yeah. So.
They still not completely open. There are vast stretches of it that are just empty hallways with no shot, like most malls right now, honestly. But you have to walk through them to get to their theme parks. you have to walk into this massive entryway with the fountains and the bunny rabbit things that aren't complete.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Where's the roller coaster that goes upside down twice? Oh, it's down that sketchy hallway over there.
Yeah, you got to go down that 300 million square foot hall. 300 square foot.
Is there a
very
train?
Small.
Is there a, do they have a train?
No. Well, no. You got to walk. That. They go. They could. They probably should. So it's just.
Hey, we got ideas.
We're coming on as investors. This massive project is still not complete. For some reason, they're still trying. And for some reason, the government is getting behind them and saying, you have to finish this project. And they're paying them to finish it because they're like, your incompetence is not working. So we're paying you to hurry up and get this done because we're tired.
Dude, I wish that we should show the government this podcast then. They should be like, hey, listen, your incompetence is not doing the thing that you want it to do.
Listen to this. The government has issued $1.15 billion tax-free to this project to hurry it up and finish the project. The overall cost to date, it's not even done, to date, has been $5 billion.
Jeez.
The 555 Group has put up both their other malls, Mall of America and then another massive mall in Canada.
As collateral
for them to be able to do this. So if this doesn't win, Mall of America is toast. Like, that's how much is riding on this mall right now. And the fact that the company that owns Mall of America was willing to do that, to open this mall that in the middle of a season when malls are dying already, to a project that when they got it was dying for 15 years, failing over and over again, had met so much criticism from the public, from the government, from the groups around it. The fact that they thought they could invest in this as a real opportunity, it blows my mind. But what blows my mind even more than any of that is the fact that a little over halfway through the project,
they tore it all down and built DIA on top of it. I was waiting so hard for you to take a breath.
What blows my mind more than any of it is a couple of years ago, in the height of this project being just the massive cluster that it was, and it just obviously wasn't working out, they decided they were going to go buy a plot of land in Miami and start building American Dream Miami to open in 2025.
Hey, you know that thing that everyone in New Jersey hates? Well, guess what, Florida? Hey, remember that thing we started building? Hey, remember when you were 40 and you lived in New Jersey and you hated this big thing on the side of the highway and now you've retired and moved to Miami to live off your retirement fund for the rest of your life and die with that wife that you hate? Well, guess what, buckaroo?
Wait till you see the paint job.
Wait till you see the colors we're bringing to Miami.
It is just such a mess.
That is exhausting.
I can't believe they are. I really can't believe.
I mean, real estate in Florida is pretty cheap.
Is it?
Yeah, because the Gators. No, I mean, that's why Disney built there, but I don't know if it's cheap anymore.
I don't think it is anymore.
So they put more. Well, that's the
thing.
They're
doubling down on this idea.
It honestly is a little bit like a Fyre Fest thing where you have to secure the next thing. You're constantly. It's like, did you watch Uncut Gems?
No.
Oh, it's Adam Sandler. Yeah. It's not a funny movie.
I know what it is.
It's really good. Yeah. But it's basically like, you know, you're borrowing this money to pay off this debt.
Yep.
And then you're borrowing this money to pay off that debt. You're constantly living in this catch-up thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
It's exactly. It's just a mess, man. It's just a mess. And I can't believe they're still trying to do it.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
I love that you went and then try to keep going. Anyway, I didn't like it either, but I wanted to say it.
Yeah. So they've had just an insane amount of the Giants and the Jets came after them in 2012 and were like, hey, you need to stop this.
Do something.
No, they said you need to stop this because you're going to take up our parking. You're going to mess up traffic, not parking. You're going to mess up traffic on game days because everybody's going to be going there. And they actually ended up winning that suit because they were like, hey, which this blew my mind. East Rutherford still has a blue law. You know what that is? Mm-mm. It's a law where retail stores can't sell retail goods on Sundays. Which blows my mind that they still have that.
Did you know that Kansas you couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays?
Yeah, so that I mean that's
I
like the remnant
still
of blue
thing,
laws. That used to be like nationwide, and it's crazy that East Rutherford's still there. So they lost that suit because obviously most of their game days are Sundays. But so they've just had an insane amount of bad luck, an insane amount of bad timing, and it's just this product. Projects have been happening for almost as long as we've been alive, mm-hmm. and they're still not done, and they're doubling down and trying to open up another one. It's insane. It's, like I said, either the most amazing story of resilience I've ever heard in my life,
or the dumbest,
the most amazing story of incompetence I've ever heard in my life. One of the two. It could be both. Honestly, it's unbelievable.
So part of it's open now.
Yeah, so they have the theme park is open and the water park is open, and that's it. And they're parking. Originally, the parking...
they're parking.
Listen to this. The ticket for the theme park was $80.
Parking is $25.
Before
easy.
Tax. Yeah, the water park was $99 to admission, and parking was $24. Jeez. It's like, who's going to this mall ever? Like, yeah. I mean, you can't buy anything. One, there's no bunnies. This mall has no bunnies.
There's no rabbits here.
I've walked through this mall for 2 hours.
Hollister's not even
bunny.
In business anymore. Is Hollister
that's,
a business?
It says Hollister, and it doesn't even smell like
is
it.
Is Hollister still a business?
I don't know. But yeah, dude, it's just the American dream. This is a lot like the actual American dream. It's just it poured a lot of money into something that just never really worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But it had a lot of promise.
Had a lot of promise. It
you
could have been
promised
really cool.
Something that has worked out before.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
This is the American dream.
Oh, the
is that it did work
too.
Out before. But now it's been too long.
Yeah, yeah. You let this run.
And it's not possible. The mall was possible if you did it in the 90s.
Yes, yes.
It's not possible now.
Not possible now.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you feel discouraged.
Yes.
You should. Because none of your dreams are possible. Everything's a lie. And nothing is ever going to work out for you.
Yep, yep.
Unless you do it in Miami.
Unless you do it in Miami. Which Miami, the cool thing about Miami is they have the atriums just like they do in New Jersey. But they have one 60-foot fountain that can, in seconds, convert to a fiddle offstage.